Hey guys, I'm here at Chiller, and I'm here with a Hollywood legend, a television legend. And people throw around the word legend a lot, but in this case, it's definitely true. This is Jerry Mathers. You know him as the Beaver from Leave It to Beaver. How you doing, Jerry?
I couldn't be doing better. We're having a lot of fun out here. I mean, we've got literally thousands of people at this convention, and it's really fun. All of them are basically fans of Leave It to Beaver and all the old shows. A lot of other stars are here. So it's really a way that everybody can get together and meet people that you thought you knew on TV, and now you can meet them in person.
Great, and a lot of your fans here are like even like young kids coming to see Leave It to Beaver. It really shows you like how the show has spanned generations.
Well, you know what? Leave It to Beaver is the longest running show in television history.
Wow.
It's never been off the air since 1957, and it's still playing. In fact, now it plays a lot more than it did in 1957, which was once a week. Now it shows every day. Usually in the morning and before kids go to school, or sometimes in the afternoon when they get home, they could watch Leave It to Beaver. And a lot of times their parents tell me that they watch it with them.
Now, do you think, you know, so much horrible stuff going on in the world, do you think people need like Leave It to Beaver as an outlet now, you know, back in, you know, the good old days, you know, like a simpler life? Like,
you know what, there really weren't any good old days. Everybody thought at that time that, you know, at that time Sputnik was going up,
right?
And there were the world is always in a lot of turmoil. Leave It to Beaver, though, was a nice half hour that you could sit down and watch two boys growing up in America and maybe forget some of those troubles.
Now, was it hard, like the whole audition process to get on the show, and like, was it between you and a lot of other kids for the role of Leave It to Beaver?
Well, yeah, but I've been an actor since I was 2 years old. So before I did Leave It to Beaver, I did movies with Bob Hope. I did movies with Shirley MacLaine. I worked for Alfred Hitchcock. But Leave It to Beaver had about 7,000 people on the interview, but that was for both parts. That was for Wally and the Beaver and some of their friends. Now, some of them were very specific, like Eddie Haskell and Lumpy, so those weren't part of it. But for Wally and the Beaver, there were 7,000 kids in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York.
Now, being a childhood actor back then, was it hard to stay clean? I mean, I never heard anything bad about you, like, throughout the years. Was it like a strong, like, you know, family that you had to keep you clean or out of trouble?
I had probably the best parent, and that was my father, for raising an actor, because when I was doing Leave It to Beaver, he was the vice principal and the principal.
So strict, huh?
Very strict. And every year the wood shop would make a paddle, because in Los Angeles, California, you can paddle kids.
Back then,
you can either take a SWAT or they can call your parents. But every year my dad, at the end of the year, when the new paddle was presented to him by the senior class, he'd bring that old paddle home. So, you know, nobody wants to be paddled. And I have a sister and three brothers, so I came from a big family. So, you know, it was a great life, and I had a really good time. But he was very, very strict, and, you know, I knew that I had to mind my P's and Q's.
How do your parents compare it to June and Ward?
Very, very well. You know, the only difference is my mother's a brunette and June's a blonde.
That's a big difference, yes. Now, you're also here with Tony Dow, your brother on the show, Wally. Have you guys just remained friends throughout the years?
Oh, very much so. You know, I spent a lot of time with him. In the 80s, we did a series for 10 years called The New Leave It to Beaver. So, you know, I've known him all my life, and he's always been a very, very good friend.
Now, if they called you up to reboot the show again for the third time,
yes,
would you do it?
Probably. It would really depend. I'd have to read the scripts and find out who the producers were. You know, what we would want to do and what we have done is we don't want to make it a modern show, because we want to keep that same wholesomeness in the Beaver. Nowadays, if you watch the kids on TV, most of them are little adults, and they, you know, have wisecracks for everything. That's good for Eddie Haskell, but it's not really good for Wally and the Beaver.
Right. I was watching sitcoms with my parents recently, you know, just on like regular ABC, NBC, and like, I was kind of embarrassed. I mean, I'm a grown man. I was embarrassed to watch it with my parents, because it wasn't even like sexual innuendo. They just came out and said it nowadays.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like no escapism anymore on TV.
Well, you know, that's the thing about Leave It to Beaver. A whole family can sit down and watch it, and the parents will enjoy some parts of it, June and Ward and some of the other things, and know what's going on. And the kids will like the Beaver and Wally, and, you know, everybody knows somebody like Eddie Haskell or Lumpy. So it's the kind of a show that an entire family can sit down and watch and have a good time.
Now, being on Leave It to Beaver, were you like a rock star back then, like with the fame and 40? Because that's one of the first major TV shows, like that and Gunsmoke. And were you, was it crazy being a kid and like just dealing with, you know, everybody loving you?
Well, I did. I recorded, in fact, that was my summer job. I'd go and work all the state fairs, and I recorded for Atlantic Records. So I had a band called Beaver and the Trappers, and we had a very, very good time. And we'd go out and do all the things that a band does, and it was a wonderful time.
Beaver and the Trappers.
Beaver
perfect.
And the Trappers.
That's great. Well, I'm here with the legend, Jerry Mathers, right here. Like, it's a dream come true for me. Can you just let people know who you are from Leave It to Beaver? Maybe throw out like a Leave It to Beaver catchphrase that you're listening to Below the Belt show.
I'm Jerry Mathers. I was on Leave It to Beaver. Hey, Wally, Below the Belt show's on.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Hey, guys. We're still here at Chiller. Had a great interview with so many people in this location, but we're here with a legend now. We're here with, from Leave It to Beaver, Tony Dow. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. You remember him as Wally from Leave It to Beaver? Can you just tell us, how was it working on this iconic series?
Well, it was interesting. I mean, it was my childhood, and who would have thought that 60 years later, it would still be on the air every day, and it would still be relevant. I mean, you know.
60 years later. It's hard to believe it's been that long.
Yeah, we've never been off the air, and we've been on for 60 years. And look at all the television shows that have been on, you know, and we're the only one.
How did it feel being a pioneer at a time when TV was, like, you know, at its birth?
Well, I guess we didn't. At 12 years old, I never thought about pioneering, but actually, it's interesting because a lot of the things I've done in my life have been firsts, you know. But it was a joy doing the show. The producers, Joe Connolly, Bob Mosier, they created the show. They were sensational writers. I mean, they're responsible for the show. And then Norman Tokar did the first 100 shows. He directed them. And he was responsible for kind of establishing all the characters. So, you know, it was a pretty cool deal.
So was it hard to score the role as Wally?
Well, you know, what happened is they made a pilot, and CBS, I guess it was, CBS, loved the show, but they didn't like the guy who played the father, and they didn't like the guy who played the older brother. The guy who played the older brother had grown like a foot in the time period there. So they said, well, we'll take the show if you recast the father and the brother. So they'd already seen, like, everybody there is in Hollywood, and they'd seen about 8,000 people.
Wow.
So, you know, I sort of came in on the tail end, and there was a sort of a legendary producer, Hollywood producer, called Harry Ackerman, and I'd worked with him on a pilot just like 6 months earlier. And so when he came in to the Beaver show to help them out, he said, well, I know this kid, he's pretty raw. I don't know if you want to look at him, but, you know, you might want to. So I went in, and, you know, I just clicked.
Which is amazing. So you did this pilot. I guess it never got picked up, right? And then you figure, like, okay, well, that sucks or whatever. And
then we were going to move to Hawaii.
Right? Oh, yeah. You were?
Yeah, yeah.
So you were finished with acting at that point, do you think?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I was never really an actor. I never really, you know, thought that's what I wanted to do. And the pilot, as a friend of mine, was an actor, and I went to the studio with him, so that was a fluke. And then the Beaver show, that was just luck. You know, we were going to move to Hawaii, and then my agent said, let's go on a couple more interviews, and my mom said, okay, we can do that. And Beaver was one of them.
And your life's changed forever.
And it's pretty amazing, huh?
And your co-star Jerry is here.
Oh, yeah.
Is it more of like a friendship now, or is it still kind of like an older brother type of relationship?
No, I don't think I've ever been an older brother. He's the more He's a more business type guy. You know, he was a banker and he was a real estate guy and all that. I'm sort of an artist kind of guy.
Right.
So it's interesting. We're mainly friends, not brothers.
If you had something to say to the younger actors today of how to like stay clean and on the straight and narrow in Hollywood, what would be your advice to young up and coming actors?
I don't know, probably don't do it.
Don't be an actor.
Right, yeah.
That'd be your advice.
Well, I mean, you know, it's tough. It's tough. And the trouble is that today, there are so many shows that are on for like 6 episodes or, you know, whatever, that even if you get a break and you get on a show, it really doesn't mean a hell of a lot, you know. So what you have to do is prepare for the worst, and you have to go to college, you have to really find out what you want to do with your life, and then if acting sort of falls into place.
So have a backup plan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you had the reboot back in the 80s, Leave It to Beaver.
Yep.
If they decide to do it again now, you know, with your kids, grandkids, would you come back and do it?
Well, I doubt they're going to do that. I think we killed that that whole thing. You know, I think mainly what happened is they did a movie, a feature film, Universal, a feature film, and I think it wasn't very good. I didn't see it, but everybody I've talked to said, "Nah, it really stunk." So I think they really screwed up the whole franchise, actually, at Universal.
Well, Tony, your fans are waiting for you to meet you. Can you just let people know who you are and you're listening to Below the Belt Show? And maybe throw out a catchphrase?
Sure. Well, you guys are listening to Below the Belt Show. And you know what that's like, getting hit below the belt.
And who are you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Tony Dow. How are you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You can get that
together. I can. Right. Thank you so much.